Last Resort Restaurant and Bar, located on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Fun for all and all in fun. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
Hey, Dick's Last Resort Restaurant and Bar here at Mall of America. Let's make a little noise. What a great crowd we got going on here for Vikings country.
This is awesome. What a location.
Ladies and gentlemen, a man that was not hanging out with Prince Harry in Las Vegas, Chad Greenway, everybody.
Unfortunately.
Missed the invite on that one.
Yeah,
huh?
I wish I would have got the... I do have a lot of English in me, you know. I thought I should have got the invite for that. Famous Englishman.
You can hear in the background.
B-Rob's here tonight, too. Brian Robinson.
Brian's going to make his way over here to the podium at some point. We'll be talking to him.
I love how nobody cheered.
Do you like...
That actually made my
Do you
day.
Love how I'm sitting, and people are going to see this. They can't see it on the radio, obviously, but they're going to see it on FSN. 11 o'clock, we show this on Sunday. I've learned that when you're the host of any show, that your chair is supposed to be higher than the guests. So,
I feel so, like, I have no power.
Right. Yeah, it's intimidating, isn't it?
God, you're so empowered up there.
Yeah, not only the golden voice,
you
but then
six,
also that.
You look 6'6". Like your brother.
Sadly, if I actually get off of this chair, I'm shorter. Really sucks. And thanks for throwing in the brother's height. I appreciate that. And speaking of that, our Vikings country presented by Dick's Last Resort, our poster for this year.
This is unbelievable.
How is it? Okay, so you're dead square in the middle. You're going to see this again on FSN. But you're dead square in the middle.
You got Sully. Shot of this, too. This is unbelievable.
John Sullivan's on the right. He's going to be part of this throughout the season. And Christian Ponder's on the left. You're dead in the middle. And, man, I didn't realize how short you are.
And 5'10", apparently.
How like, did that happen?
I'm an inch taller than Ponder. And how is he? He's 6'6 in the picture.
Yeah, he's a daunting man.
He's floating. Can we get something on the bottom of his shoes there? I wish I could see that.
Yeah, this is all just set up by me.
This is unbelievable.
I'm sorry.
I like being in the center, but... You know, at least get my normal height. It would be nice.
So, getting back to this Prince Harry, because you know if you listen to Vikings Country at all, we really don't talk a lot of football here. We talk about the important things that are going on.
But got to.
Not only Prince Harry has the big weekend there in Vegas and all the naked photos, and which is really tough on me because now all of a sudden I had to relearn the metric system, you know. How many meters and a foot? No, I'm not sure.
The thing, Jared and I have been talking about this for a week. I remember the pictures came out. We just cannot believe how security just like... Oh, yeah, camera phone. Go ahead. No big deal. Go right on. It is Prince Harry. This is not a big deal in a Vegas nightclub with a huge suite with no clothes on.
Right. Like, wait. Wait till he salutes. That's the best photo opportunity. And speaking of salutes, he's not the only royal that's had the nudity problem here.
I heard this.
Prince Philip recently was over at the Highland Games in Scotland. Of course, he's wearing a kilt the way you're supposed to.
I pretty much think you have to.
Yeah and apparently, Big Ben was spotted. That's actually not called Big Ben anymore. Now it's actually called the Queen's Tower, which I kind of like almost better. So the Queen's Tower is spotted.
Is it really? They changed it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, Big Ben is just, actually, I think just the actual clock itself.
And then the tower's Queen's Tower.
Yeah.
So maybe it's been that way the whole time. You just didn't know.
This is all because of the Olympics. I learned
exactly.
All this stuff.
Yeah, you watched too many Olympics. Too much fencing.
Way too much. Oh, no. women's beach volleyball.
Oh, I never watched that. That's terrible.
Yeah. Wow. They're athletes. That's why I was watching it. That's the
really
only
good
reason.
Athletes.
So kilts, your thought. Would you ever, I mean, if it was socially acceptable, would you rock a kilt?
100%.
Oh, absolutely.
And I heard this conversation you were having this morning on your radio show, and the argument that it's only a kilt if you have no underwear on is the best part about wearing a kilt.
Yeah.
Yeah, a nice warm summer breeze, something, you know.
Women for all these years have taken advantage of that. It would be nice for the fellows to just...
I would do like a nice looking kilt, put a little belt around it. I would rock it hard, yeah. I wouldn't, like you said, though, I wouldn't be the first one.
No.
No.
No, no, no. No. I want other people to do it first.
I'd let that trend kind of take shape before I jumped into that one.
Vikings country here again. This year, every Wednesday, we're going to be doing this from 6:30 to 7 at Dick's Last Resort and Bar. It's a great place.
What happened to Jared?
You know what? I don't know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. He's got other stuff going on.
He's big 22 sacks. It's like, whatever. Done.
Yeah.
Huh?
You know, you get 22 sacks, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, speaking of that.
These guys would be great, though.
You're well on your way here to breaking some records for the Minnesota Vikings because if you are the tackle leader this year, it'll be five seasons straight that you've done that.
Right.
Scott Studwell holds the record with six.
Scott Studwell's a full-grown man.
If you get to that sixth season, you have a shot. Will you, in fact, start cutting your hands and stuff like that so you can get blood all over you?
Oh, absolutely.
He always had blood.
He always had blood and just giant biceps.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't watch a lot of Vikings football when he was playing, but I do remember him as a player. He just was so enormous. Now I see him, he's like, I'm like, oh, you're not that big. But as a kid, it's like, jeez. Like he blew him up with air or something. It was unbelievable.
I thought he was
always bleeding, though, with a terrible like neck roll. It just looked horrendous.
He was like a wrestler, you know, or just like, I know he was like cutting himself or something. I just had to.
Yeah, just make him look tougher.
Nowadays,
his pants are always bloody.
Nowadays, there's no way you could pull that off.
Oh, God,
but
no.
Pro Bowl, tell us about it, buddy.
Pro Bowl was awesome. Yeah, I was so excited to be able to make my first one, be able to make it out there, be a part of it. Have you know, now they can never take it away from me. I was so jacked to be a part of that game, and as a first timer, I think I played like 80 snaps of football at the Pro Bowl. It was ridiculous because of course everybody's like, first time. Yeah, go ahead and do the kickoff team.
You want everybody to see you in that jersey? Yeah. Go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, no, it was an awesome experience, and of course now I just want to go back.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
What's with the haircut? I've noticed this because last year you had the long hair.
Nice, flowing hair.
It was flowing, that's for sure.
Yeah. It was.
I think it's a good look you shaved her down. Then you got Sully who's grown it out, and he's got a weird-looking beard now. Is he still doing that bare-knuckle fist?
He was so disgusting. He looked like a 29 like boxer, like in his 20s. He looked terrible. He tries to grow his hair out, too, and just goes from bad to worse with him.
Yeah.
Just for the summer. Wanted to buzz it down.
Yeah.
It cooled off. It felt amazing the day. First couple days I cut it. It was awesome.
What is it about an offensive lineman that they just, it's so, they can just let themselves completely go. It's almost like the bigger the mess, the better the player.
The better they are, the better player they are. Yeah, I don't know. First of all, how can they all grow beards? I can't grow a good beard. It's one of the most unfair genetic traits I got.
Yeah.
I'm mad at my dad every day for it. But they can all grow beards. They're all amazing. You know, it's like, it must just be like part of that, having that terrible body, and you have to get to grow a beard, though. And wear a kilt eventually.
Absolutely. They're man babies. That's why. They grow up that way and then so instantly. None of them can grow it on top of their head, but they can grow it everywhere else, especially densely on their back. But enough about John. He'll be here next week.
Speaking of John, back hair. He does too, so ask him about that next week.
You got to love that.
Please.
Show number one, we've already pulled out back hair.
Yeah.
John Sullivan's not even here yet. You got to love that. How about this? This is good news for Vikings fans. We got a ton of them out here. Thank you guys so much. Minnesota Vikings, what do you guys think? This is going to be a great season, right?
Yes.
How many people have actually painted their bedroom purple? Anybody? There you go.
Oh,
right
yeah.
there. Now, wait. Now, not only is he a huge fan.
Still? Wow.
But know this.
Loving wife.
People with purple bedrooms have more whoopee than anybody else with other colored bedrooms. No, this is science.
They do have a gang of kids.
3.5 times a week on average for purple bedroom people.
I'll be, interior decorator needs to be called. Let's change the color. This must be a mood thing, huh?
Even just give me a hue. Give me one more time. That's all I need.
Yeah. But I'll take 2.5.
The best part is at the very bottom, green. Green bedrooms.
That was my that explains a lot.
Yeah.
It wasn't the second kid. It was the green. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
And also the color of Wisconsin. So that makes a lot of sense over there as well. Vikings country, you know, join fellow Vikings fans at the back of football fan rally. That's going on this Sunday morning at Mall of America. It's cool. You meet the Vikings cheerleaders and school line here at the Mall of America Rotunda beginning at 9 a.m. and then take the light rail to the game. The first 500 fans will receive an exclusive Vikings rally towel, and also they're going to get free light rail passes as well. That's all going on Sunday.
Nice
That's
deal.
The Minnesota Vikings home opener.
So excited.
First time since 2007.
Nothing.
Don't give us too much because we still have our scouting report coming
right.
up in
this
the second
nothing better
segment.
Than a, nothing better than a fresh start in life. Nothing better.
Chad Greenway with me here. This is Vikings Country on the Fan Radio Network.
Radio Network.
Doing it every week here, and we got a great crowd here. Come on, make a little noise, Vikings fans. We got a lot to be excited about. A lot of new faces on the team. A lot of people to be cheering for, including Chad Greenway, who is here with me again. Our scouting report, this week's scouting report, is brought to you by Sports Authority, all things sporting good. This is where we really grind into the football stuff. This segment right here is hardcore football. Michael Strahan has been signed on with Kelly Ripa. Your thoughts, Chad?
What a great move for him, though, huh?
Yeah.
That's a power move. That's an unbelievable. I guess it's a popular show. Never really watched it, but
she's amazing. She's very talented.
I've heard she's unbelievable, but for him, he must do a good job, obviously, because they're not going to screw around and hire somebody like that.
But she's like this mic stand big.
She is, yeah.
And he is a huge
giant person, yeah.
But I know, I mean, I love him in the Subway commercials. He's very convincing.
They'll give him a short chair.
Unlike my giant chair.
Yeah, she'll get that.
Yeah. As Chad Greenway sits in the shadow of Muss here at Vikings Country because the host always gets the bigger chair.
I'm getting a lot of that today. Apparently.
But yeah, I liked him in the Subway commercials. I'm very convinced that he likes the sandwiches, but other than that, I don't even know how he got the job. How much really...
It's the space in the teeth.
It is, the gap.
Yeah, the gap gets him a lot of jobs. And
you would think he would be like a professional eater with that kind of a space in there. I mean, you could throw...
more room to shove.
Yeah.
Just like, you can just figure out a way to get like more bun in.
He doesn't even... He could still just be smiling and not even chew. Just slide it right through the front there. He's like putting it in a mail slot, for crying out loud. So... what is going to be like the real true difference? Because you've been a part of this and you know how this goes, but you got Matt Khalil, you got Harrison Smith, you got rookies who are going to be starting now, you got a lot of new faces. The difference between preseason ball and the looks that they're going to get versus...
colorful native flowers.
Excuse me?
The clue.
Quit playing. You're not really a wheel person, are you?
I'm not a wheel person, but I got the clue right there. So.
Yeah. What else did you win? Let's find out. Did you get $700? Now, what's going to be the difference in the looks that's going to be? I mean, because Khalil's going to see a lot of different stunting. He's going to see a lot of different play selections, and it's going to be a big difference, even in speed from preseason to regular.
It is. It's a step up from the preseason to the regular season to postseason when you get to that chance. But these young guys I've been so impressed with because we have so many of them, but I've been impressed with the way they've stepped in, and they filled roles that we didn't think we'd be able to fill for a long time. And I think they've done a great job, and we've challenged them, and the coaches have challenged them, and they've stepped up to it so far. Obviously, we have new bullets flying this week, but I feel pretty confident that every week we're going to get a lot better this year just because we are so young.
Audie Cole had made quite a nice little splash there. And you could tell even on the sidelines, everybody was getting pretty pumped for him. And how often do you go back-to-back pick sixes?
Never seen it or heard of it. I mean, it's unbelievable. But he's a great kid. He actually got a sack in the San Francisco game.
Right.
Comes back and does that. It's like, he's thinking this stuff is pretty easy. it's like ridiculous. But, hey, one of those guys has a nose for the ball. They're going to stick around for a while. Good player, good kid. So.
Would you predict that Jared's going to be able to go, not too many people have gone back-to-back 20-plus sacks season?
His pace that he's been on just since he's been to the Vikings and really since he's been on his career, I'm not going to count him out for anything.
Right.
He's been pretty amazing, obviously, to play with for the last 5 years. And I'm, like I said, I'm not going to count him out. So if anybody can do it, he can go to over 20 again. It'd be pretty impressive. And obviously, if we can get in situations where we're winning games this year, it's going to only help him and help his chances.
When you get a sack this year, will you be doing the karate kick? Is that coming back, or have you worked on something
different? I feel pretty limber. I think I can still get it done. I think that's still, I love it. Occasionally.
Yeah.
Don't overdo it. Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah.
You can't overdo it.
You want him wanting more, right?
Lose your groin in a hurry doing that.
Wouldn't that be just the worst to explain
on? I got some good full extensions, though.
Yeah, there have been a couple. There's you could tell.
Couple when you're tired.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just kind of more of just like a SWAT than anything else.
That happens.
Yeah. How about this? I know you're really politically charged. So
sometimes.
They say that Mitt Romney, and this was a study that was done from Harvard.
Okay.
So they're smart there.
They are. I've heard that.
Yeah. They're no Notre Dame.
I turned on that scholarship.
But from Harvard, they're saying in the study that just by looks, Mitt Romney is in the 99 percentile for handsomeness. And therefore, they believe he will win if you're just going off of just handsomeness.
I think he's a nice-looking, distinguished man.
Yeah.
But put him in the 99%, I don't know about. But obviously, I don't know if you get elected off of that, but I'm sure it doesn't hurt, right? If you have
that's who I always vote for.
Somebody walks in, you're like, I don't know, he's good-looking. But you vote for
him. But that's who I vote for, because I'm really looking for the best-looking person to lie to me. It's kind of like back when I was dating in high school.
No matter what's
going to
happen, he's going to lie.
Think about it. Hot chick says to you, no, you're really cute. It doesn't matter if she meant it or not. She said
that's
it.
That's a good point.
That
good
counts.
Point.
People
that.
Heard that.
Yeah, I've never heard that one before.
It's a good sales pitch.
I might just start voting like that, because that really is the only way that actually makes sense to me. So,
yeah. They're going to start putting faces up there. Not hanging chads. We need faces sitting up there for crying out loud.
Just punch the ugly one.
No, you cannot be my politician. That's just not going to work. So we got the largest cheeseburger I got to tell you about, because this thing was done just up the street.
Really?
On 35.
I didn't know that.
35 of the Black Bear Casino.
Okay. I've heard of that, yes.
Yeah. All right, so you head up that way. They decided they're going to make the largest cheeseburger ever.
Love that.
Guinness had to show up. The old record was 881 pounds. No one cares about that record anymore because they made a burger that clocked in at 2,014 pounds. Oh, just over one ton.
My goodness.
It was about 10 feet in diameter.
That is unbelievable. Just recently this happened?
Yeah.
I haven't heard this one. That's
the burger
awesome.
Included about 1,700 pounds of burger meat.
Did they eat it?
They had to. They had to try it to make sure. And they made the Guinness Book of World Record dude, who's sitting there with the clipboard just to verify everything.
Of course.
Yeah, try it. Yeah. He said it looked disgusting, but it was not too bad. It was kind of tasty.
How do you cook that thing?
That's what I don't know.
Oh, you made us eat it raw.
Blowtorch?
Just tiger meat? Raw. Blowtorch. Not a bad idea, actually.
Blowtorch. It had 4.1 million calories to that thing, they estimated.
That is ridiculous.
And now it's in the
40 case. Pounds of pickles.
Yeah.
40 pounds of cheese.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Sounds delicious.
This is Vikings Country. You come out here to Dick's Last Resort. We're going to do it every week, 6:30 to 7 o'clock. We got a great crowd here. Brian Robinson was out here earlier giving away tickets for the home opener.
That was pretty sweet. Great deal by the Vikings. Love
Maurice Jones-Drew.
Yeah.
This week, that's going to be a challenge.
It will. He's obviously the number one guy in their offense. So if we can limit him, what he's doing, we're going to give ourselves a chance. They have a young quarterback, much like we do. Went through some rough times last year. So if we can, obviously we want to keep having him have rough times and make sure Maurice Jones-Drew doesn't touch the ball too much. And then we'll be all right.
By next week, will you have a larger size photo
of yourself?
I hope so.
I'm going to have to talk to the folks to put this one together. I'm going to pull some strings and see if I can get at least changed to the back row and become 6'5", just quickly.
When the rookies come in, there's normally...
The Ponders, of course, can get whatever he wants. The quarterback.
Matt Khalil, now will you be in on the rookies' dinner on that?
I'll try to be.
Yeah.
I usually try to take as many free meals as possible. So, yeah, we'll take him out sometime, end of the year maybe. Sully will run that show, so I'm sure I'll be able to hang on to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Is there anything else that goes for rookies? I mean, when you first come in, you got to carry bags. What are you going to do?
Training camp, you carry pads. You buy seeds. You buy drinks for the meeting rooms. We make them go get clothes for us if we're cold and stuff in our meeting rooms now. Just random little things. Buy lunch on Saturdays for us, days we travel. That's about it. Nothing too crazy. And then the big night out dinner. So
sure.
Audie, we'll make Audie after he gets a few checks. Then we'll take him out.
Yeah.
make sure we don't break the kid.
And then right. We'll,
yeah.
Right.
Then we'll
You're
take
not
him.
There yet, Audie.
Yeah, yeah.
Believe me.
Give him a couple checks and we'll take him out. That's a good idea.
So what did you do in the off season, man? What was the fun? Did you take the kids out? Did you guys do any trips?
Took a couple vacations. Obviously, the Pro Bowl was a great week trip.
Yeah.
We went to a place, an island, Turks and Caicos, which is a great trip.
Beautiful.
Nice island trip with the family. So then we just saw family back to South Dakota. My wife's from Illinois, so went there and spent a little time in Chicago. And then other than that, just, I'm a Minnesota guy now, so I stay here year-round, love it here. Had a great summer on Lake Minnetonka. And that's about it.
The house is done and everything?
Yeah, the house is done. We moved in June, so we're happy. We're happy Minnesotans for a long, long time.
I'm sure that housewarming party's coming up.
I wish I would have had it by now.
Checked at the mailbox.
Yeah,
I didn't see anything there.
Unfortunately,
at all.
We haven't been able to have one, but
right.
Someday there will be one. I don't care if it happens in the next 6, 8, 10 months. It's going to happen. I don't care what my wife says.
Hey, now, have the kids
The kegerator's in. So
have the kids started losing teeth yet?
Not yet. Nope.
Okay.
Madden just turned 5.
You
so
should
not
know
yet.
This.
Close.
You should know this. Tooth Fairy has bumped it up a little bit.
I've heard some stories.
$3 a tooth now.
I was like a quarter. I got a quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe 50 cents.
For a molar, you got a 50 for
the
a
bad
molar.
Ones.
Yeah.
The ones they had to tie to the door and slam the door really hard.
$3? Yeah. I'm thinking about having someone knock my chiclets out right now for crying out loud. I could use that. Get myself another one of these great big 24-ounce millers.
These fake things would cost a lot more than that. You can't do that.
You can't get that. How about that? You got the Tooth Fairy kicking out $3 a tooth, and then later on the orthodontist goes for a little bit more.
Hits it for $4,000.
Just a little bit more. Vikings Country here at Dick's Last Resort. Remember, we actually play this back on FSN. That's going to be coming up on Sunday at 11 o'clock. Cool thing is, when you come out here, whether it's Chad Greenway or it's John Sullivan or Christian Ponder, that's going to be the rotation. You can check it out at Vikings.com. Who's going to be out here?
Love this location, though.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I've been to all the Dick's Last Resort. Has anybody been yelled at tonight by their waiter, waitress? Yeah? Everybody?
Well, look at the guys at the house.
Bad. They need to be getting meaner, maybe.
The guys
maybe
with the hats of shame back
the
over here.
The hats of shame. Oh, you're being quiet. So you can, oh, yeah. Well, don't worry about us. Just go about your business, putting people in headlocks. That's fine.
Come out every week and join us. You can also get yourself autographs and everything like that. I hate to brag and everything like that. We already did your Pro Bowl thing, but I don't know if you heard nominated for a CMA award for...
Really?
Yep, yep.
Are you
Donna
really?
Donna and I for Major Market Personalities of the Year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the CMAs.
So, yeah, that invite, the ticket in the mail. Yeah, I wouldn't mind going to that show either.
Yeah, I think you guys are busy, though. November 1st. It's right around in there. Yeah, you guys will be
busy
and stuff like that.
Well, rain check. You can take me to Vegas some other time.
I'm absolutely melting here for the first show.
Yeah. Is it because you're at a different level?
It's because I'm so high and that light is just kicking on me right now. This stupid chair, I'm not doing that again.
I actually feel fine over here. No sweat at all. So maybe Mush should get in some kind of condition.
I haven't melted this much since the last time we were doing the we did Bar Olympics.
Oh, yeah. That was a hot one last year over Sky Deck.
Absolutely. But here's where you're going to be. Dick's Last Resort, Mall of America, fourth floor. You come up here every single week. Dick's Last Resort is proud to host.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Let's get a shot of this.
Good God.
Let me blow something in there.
Next week, I'm wearing a kilt just so I can get that breeze. Dick's Last Resort is proud to host Vikings Country each Wednesday night, beginning at 6:30. God, do you want to take this over? Join us next week for Vikings Country with John Sullivan here at Dick's Last Resort on the fourth floor of Mall of America. Vikings Country has been presented by Dick's Last Resort Restaurant and Bar at Mall of America. Fun for all and all in for fun. Tell us what's going to happen here week one. Jacksonville Jaguars at Mall of America Field. And, by the way, as we get close to the last few games that we'll ever play at Mall of America Field, will you be stealing any seats?
Try to. Absolutely.
Yeah. Get some memorabilia?
Some turf from my backyard. Like, I'm up there rolling it up, trying to get out of there. I think this weekend, I'm anticipating a big win for us. Our home opener to open here in the Metrodome, it's going to be huge. We stop Maurice Jones-Drew, I think we'll have a chance.
All right. There you go.
Absolutely.
Got it. Chad Greenway.
Better than a chance. Better than a chance.
Better than a chance?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's our record this year?
I have to make a prediction?
Yeah, why not?
I can't do that.
16-0?
Yeah, we have to go 16-0.
16-0.
It's the only way I can answer that question right now.
Without a doubt, the entire team goes to the Pro Bowl.
Yes, that would happen.
That's what's going to happen. Join us again next week. John Sullivan's going to be here. Check it out at Vikings.com. You can also check out the schedule at K102's Wake Up Crew page at K102.com as well. We sign autographs. We set people up with opportunities for photos. I sit up here and sweat a bunch. It's a great time in Vikings country. I need a bar towel for crying out loud.
I bet they have some.
Hey, all right. Thank you very much. Throws in the towel for the very first show.
On cue.
Wow. Radio guy out of shape. So what do I do for a living? I talk.
Yeah.
And that got me sweaty.
And eat.
Well, I haven't eaten just yet. I'll get to that. Maybe Big Beer Wednesday isn't such a good idea before the show. We'll be back next week with Vikings Country here at Dick's Last Resort. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you.